So I just think a lot of agents complain about the fee they pay their broker or whoever they're with, right? And I met this guy at a bar the other day. He worked for Keller Williams, and he's like, really talking about how I'm at this point where I'm ready to kind of go on my own, and he's talking about he's killing it and all that stuff. And I was like, well, how long you been in the business? 2 years. And I was like, where are you getting your deals from this year that you killed it so much on? He's like, Zillow leads. I was like, well, does your broker provide those? Yeah. And I was like, look, man, I don't want to like rain on your parade, but
You kind of need that guy.
think about like where you're getting your deals and what's going to happen. Like if you're talking about going to 100% commission brokerage, and then but you're getting absolutely nothing from them. I've been with those companies before. I've been with HomeSmart, and you only pay $500 per transaction, which is great. I only joined them because I was coming back from Colorado, and I had a few deals with my family, and I was getting back into it full time. And then I stayed there, and I just realized like if I'm gonna build a career out of this, then I'm gonna need some level of support. But I also don't want to be at a broker that's just charging an outrageous fee and then not pulling their weight. And I feel like I found a good place to,
Yeah,
do it.
so on the investment side, I'm kind of like the no broker guy, like there was nobody looking over me the first couple of years like this dude you're talking about. Like I didn't have anybody sending me data. Like the guys that they don't work for me, but the guys that I call them on my team that I send them data, like they got to use the shit out of that. Like if I got one guy, I actually got a handful of guys that you can tell they're hustling on that list because they're always calling me. They're like, hey Ryan, we got a deal. Hey Ryan, I think we got a deal. Hey Ryan, I'm working on this deal. It's like, and then I got a bunch of people that don't even call that data, and I'm about to have to just cut them off. And because I mean, there's a big expense to that. So I kind of feel like the broker that's providing leads, so therefore I need a cut of that, or a data fee. But I
I
mean.
think it's tough for them too, because like I think that when you don't have anything to compare it to, like when I first started and I was paying my fees, I didn't know anything about real estate whatsoever. And all you see is just what the broker's taking at the end. And you're kind of used to maybe working a part-time or full-time job to where you just kind of show up and they pay you. So you just look at their cut and you're like, what the hell? Then when I switched to 100% and it's, Saturday night, you start to realize how much you don't know and you can't get a hold of anyone to help you through the contract. And then you just lose a deal because you want 100% of like nothing, So that's kind of, I don't know. That's kind of my take on it. There might be a time where down the road, if you're competent enough, you could go
Well,
100%.
yeah, I mean that's the whole
But
purpose of having a mentor, I mean I mentioned that before, that a mentor can help you fill out a contract.
Well, in the tough part about that, it may be different for like what you're in, like on the mentorship side. For me and Sean, it would just be tough because he's invested so much in me. And he's cool with me like building my own team or doing my own thing, but I feel like to just
Leave.
totally leave, it would just be like, even if I'm good, I would be totally good to do it. I just feel like I don't know, I'd be stabbing him in the back to some degree. Like,
We call that Kool-Aid. It's company Kool-Aid.